Trump teases voters. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay?
Former President Trump delighting the crowd in Sioux City, Iowa, as he once again teased he might run for president in 2024. He was there, in fact, to campaign for Republicans running in next week's midterm elections.
If you support the decline and fall of America, then vote for the radical left Democrats. It's very simple.
President Biden also campaigning for candidates Thursday, first in New Mexico and then Southern California.
Republicans talk about big spending Democrats. Well, give me a break. We're spending a lot of money on good things, but guess what? We brought down the deficit this year.
The president says this election is going to determine the direction of the country for at least a decade or more. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, gets ready to send out pink slips. A company email told employees they'll find out by Friday night if they're on the list. No word how many job cuts the company plans. A doctor in Indianapolis who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio sues Indiana's attorney general.
Dr. Caitlin Bernard is suing Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita. She's accusing him of sending her subpoenas for confidential medical records and investigating her based on frivolous consumer complaints, often filed by people who haven't even been her patients. Her suit says he's ignoring state law and failing to determine if any of these complaints have merit before proceeding. Bernard got national attention after performing an abortion on the 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio this year, who traveled to Indiana due to a fetal heartbeat law in effect in Ohio. That law has since been temporarily blocked.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And the Houston Astros take a 3-2 lead in the World Series after beating the Philadelphia Phillies 3-2 in Game 5. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A man in New York State allegedly murdered his wife just days after being released from jail for assaulting her.
Security cameras recorded what appears to be Kira Benefield being beaten by her estranged husband Adam last month at her home near Buffalo. Kira Benefield's statement to police in the court records reveals that she feared for her life. Days later, Adam Benefield was charged with third-degree assault and other misdemeanors that under New York law required him to be released without having to post bail. While free, cops say he shot and killed his wife. The Erie County District Attorney, who is prosecuting the case, says Kira Benefield's injuries were not sufficient enough to charge her husband with a bail-eligible felony.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Retail giant Walmart introduces a strategy for consumers to choose its stores over competitors this holiday season.
Grocery store chains and big box stores are using inflation fighting to get you in for your Thanksgiving shopping. And now Walmart is joining in. Walmart is calling its sale this year's Thanksgiving meal at last year's price. Walmart is promising a selection of the items people want at the prices they need during a time when American families need it most. Its list includes turkey, ham, potatoes, and stuffing, freshly made pumpkin pie, and ready-to-eat items. The retailer says it's been working with suppliers for months to ensure a strong supply for all the holiday mealtime essentials. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And we'll get the latest measure of the U.S. economic health on Friday with the October jobs report. Economists surveyed by FactSet predict companies added 200,000 jobs. Now, that would be a considerable drop from the average of 372,000 over the previous 3 months. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.